Hey there, folks. Rob Hessler here with another episode of Art on the Air, my weekly Savannah Morning News special. So glad to have you tuned in again this week. And we have a really good interview lined up for you. I was able to bring back onto the show Zay Hutchins and Philip Davis, aka Phil Beach, to talk about their newest collaboration, a creative space called The Collage. It's a really exciting new venture that they're up to. Zay is bringing the art and tattooing. Philip is bringing music and a new studio that people can rent out and be a part of and make music there. There's a photography multimedia lab area. 3.T's is in the space as well for making t-shirts, hats, prints, all this different stuff. Anyway, it's a really exciting new space, and it's the new home for their Sunday Supper monthly event. So it's a really cool interview, and we conducted it from the space. So you're going to hear all of that sort of in-place sound in the background. If you enjoyed this and you'd like to hear other episodes of Art on the Air or read my Art Off the Air column or any of the writing that I do for the Savannah Morning News, you can check it out at SavannahNow.com in the entertainment section and in the lifestyle section. Last week, I had the opportunity to speak with Karis Leroy, an illustrator who did a portrait of my family and did a really wonderful job, and got a chance to sort of talk about all of her process, how she got into it, and her sort of wonderfully simplistic design work that she does. So anyway, SavannahNow.com in the entertainment and lifestyle sections. But let's get into this interview. Again, Philip Davis and Zay Hutchins conducted live from The Collage, the new art space that they've put together in Midtown Savannah. Enjoy. Rob Hessler here with Art on the Air Field Notes, and we have a very special interview here today with Zay Hutchins and Philip Davis. We are in their new space. What do you guys call this space anyway?
The Collage.
The Collage, that's right, The Collage. We are in The Collage, and actually we're standing in Zay's portion of The Collage, tattoo studio and art studio. We're actually looking at this huge mural that you've been putting together here, Zay. So let's just kind of dive right into this. Tell me, what's the vision here? What's the idea behind this? People that have never heard of this space before, what's going on here?
Basically, it's a collective of three businesses coming together under one roof to express ourselves and to also create a platform for other artists to create and express themselves as well.
And so, just to clarify, you said three businesses. Tell me a little bit about the third part of your team here who's not here right now.
That'll be 3.T's. That's owned by the business Fulfill For Me, who is owned by Will. Along with t-shirt printing, they also do web design, graphic design, photography, anything that's brand-oriented, they got you. Yeah.
So, the two of you, you know, we've talked before, two of you collaborate, you work together, you got each other's backs. Yeah, you told me that you're like brothers, you know what I mean? So how did this start? Because, you know, Zay, I know a lot of people probably know the two of you were collaborating on Sunday Supper at your space in the mall, and then some things happened there and you had to leave that space. How did it kind of happen that you ended up in this new location here?
Well, during that time, a good friend of mine, Jaquel Lawrence, who's the owner of 400 Studios, I've been knowing him for about half my life. He had been doing business with 3.T's, selling his merch for his recording record label. And they came to him initially to join businesses and wanted him to open up a recording studio. And they also mentioned that they was looking for other businesses, to which he came to me with the idea. And initially, 3.T's was thinking about adding a barbershop, but it just didn't flow. So I was just like, you know what, just, you know, pitch to them, you know, art studio or tattoo studio. And it just so happened that they was going to reach out to me anyway for the opportunity. So it just kind of, everything just,
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like a natural synergy here. And, like, Phil, you're bringing in your music background. And I want to let that stay on the recording, because some people might have just heard a noise as a jet flew overhead. And let me tell you, that's a perk to this space, if you ask me, because it's very cool. I was coming in here and one of those big, giant military jets flew overhead. But, Phil, how did you... Like, I mean, you're bringing in that musical aspect. So, kind of, how did you get involved in this? How did you sort of add and become that sort of third leg of the stool there?
Man, synergy is, I'm going to say that. I'm going to start with the synergy, because it's going to be so much of that throughout this, I believe. Of course, Zay, my brother, introduced me to Zaquel. And with me wanting to become, me to become more serious about music, I wanted to ask Zaquel about his background, because he has a more extensive background in music. And so initiating that conversation evolved into me joining his label, Elite Music Group.
Right.
And then, you know, we were doing our merch for the label, and all the good things we were doing, the music we were putting out through 3.T's, as, you know, Zay was saying. And then, I mean, they approached us with the opportunity. And so, I mean, of course, with us want to take our music to the next level, us opening a recording studio was only right. So, I mean, this has just only been the next level of wanting to take ourselves serious and also build that community and help those around us. Because I still feel like what me and Zay and those around us are doing are kind of like trailblazing a little bit in Savannah.
So. I agree, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, look, we're talking about tattoos, we're talking about art studio, we're talking about music studio. But before you get to any of that, blood, sweat, and tears. Because I'm in this space right now, and there's a lot of spackle, there's paint. You guys are like, I mean, Phil, I mean, Zay, you mentioned that you've been spending all day building this shed. So talk a little bit about what the process has been over the last few months getting this all together, because I've been following along on social media, so I've seen little bits and pieces of it, but... I mean, this is more than just, like, it's taking your imprint. This isn't like you've been invited in to be a part of it. Like, you are literally building the space. So, talk a little bit about what that's been like over the last few months.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't move-in ready. You should have seen it. You should have seen it when we first stepped foot in here.
I'll show you a video.
Right, so literally all these walls that you see out here, they... was non-existent, so we had to put a lot of money, energy, blood, sweat, and tears, as you say, into just building everything up, and we are still continuing building.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, you've got a Sunday supper coming up, right. And so, you know, that event is going to start up again, and so you're going to have having people in here again, so it's kind of moving towards that, you know, ready for the public kind of position here. And so let's talk a little bit about the pieces that are within here, because we're standing in your studio, Zay, your tattoo studio and your art studio. You got your paintings all over the place, like I mentioned. You got your mural here. You've got your whole tattoo set up here. Talk a little bit about your space, designing your own personal space, and kind of coming in here after having been at the mall and sort of setting down new roots.
Right. So this is, I envision it to be like my own personal artistic man cave where it can kind
nice.
Of be comfortable, and, you know, people can just come in and relax and, you know, view art or, you know, like I said, get a tattoo. That's really it.
Well, but I also saw on social media, you're like, this is the best place you could ever hope for making a mural. Because to talk about that, because it was kind of funny. I like your commentary on that.
Yeah, because, you know, in my experience of doing murals, you know, having to take on scaffolds and ladders.
Sure.
And as a 30 plus year old, as you get up in age, a lot of that stuff gets a little, you know, taxing. So with this wall, it's high, but not that high to where I can't use a extended paint roller or whatnot. Once we have air conditioning, it'll be air conditioned. I don't have any, public disruption or anything like that. I can
for
work
sure.
on it at any time I want to, from morning, noon, or night.
You know what I got to tell you, too, is I love parking. Like, literally just drove up and parked right in front of the spot. Right. Now, that might seem like kind of a weird thing to point out, but, like, in Savannah, it's actually kind of nice, like, when you just roll up and park right in front of where you're going, because that's not always the case, for sure. So I want to kind of ask you, you know, you've been putting so much effort into just building the place. How has it been in terms of, have you had the opportunity yet to kind of feel what it's like to actually work in here, whether it be tattooing or painting?
Painting, yes. I've just really got back into the groove of painting, just due to me doing some live paintings at a couple of events, Sulfur Studios being one of them. Hip Hop Night with Basic Lee was another. But yeah, it being that I have to, or we have to continually build up the space, it does take away, or I have to find balance in trying to do both. Because I have to continue to work. I have to continue to make money to put back into the business. And that's pretty much what I've been doing, just everything out the mud.
All right, well, listen, let's go ahead and step on over into the recording studio area, which has been your baby, Phil, and I want to take a look at what you got going on over there.
Gotcha, let's do it.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. I'm so glad I waited. I'm so glad I waited to come in here because, so, for the listeners, Phil was going to show me in this before we started the interview, but I wanted to wait until we started the interview so I could get a fresh perspective. We should have been doing the recording in here the whole time because listen to the sound. I'm sure everybody out there can hear the better sound quality that we're getting from this recording now. Describe what we're seeing here, Phil.
Man, you are seeing the result of 6-7 months, maybe longer than that, of, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, because literally this space was non-existent, as they said. And, I mean, every sheetrock, nail, trim, door, tile was placed. I mean, we had somebody come in and do the framework of the studio, but everything else outside of that we did ourselves. This is 400 Studios, the new Coastal Premier Sound and Recording Studio.
Okay. Listen to him coming in here with the hype. He's got the hype. I love it too because it's got the soundproofing in here.
Yep.
I actually really love the color of the walls too. I know that sounds like a little small detail that maybe people might not pick up on, but the fact that you painted each wall a different color, it's got a good vibe in here. There's a little couch. I mean, this whole, talk about your whole setup here because you got a computer, speakers, everything like that.
Boom. So I have to shout out the other brainchild because I probably am the least knowledgeable about the studio as far as equipment size. So this is a beautiful experience for me. So the other three owners outside of myself is the Quell Lawrence. We have Zach Zillion, a producer from Atlanta, and then we have Elite Boy K, who is the second co-owner of Elite Music Group. And so we're the four owners of 400 Studios. And, I mean, we wanted to bring the best quality. So even as you mentioned, the sound. So the equipment, you know, Zach and Kay were the ones that made sure the equipment that we have in here, the amazing sound desk, the Mac with the Pro Tools software, the speakers for the quality, making sure we had the right panels. Everything was definitely a intentional decision.
There's even soundproofing on the ceiling.
On the ceiling.
I mean, seriously. So, I mean, it's amazing.
Every decision was very meticulous and very well thought out to, you know, make this come together.
Now, let's say somebody wants to record.
Yep.
How does that work? Like, how would that work if somebody said, I'm looking for a recording studio. I want to get in some time. I want to lay down something. How does that work? What's the whole process for that?
Boom, we have a link. You can either go to our website, go to the website, and we have different options where if you have your own engineer, you and your engineer can, I mean, pick your time, whatever date, book it. Y'all come in through the front door, of course, through the collage. Come in and, I mean, do your thing. Or we have the option of if you do not have an engineer, we can provide one for you.
Nice.
You just book that option. Come in, engineer will be waiting on you to get your work done. And I mean, we also offer more things outside of just recording. I mean, as far as production on beats, mixing and mastering. We'll be doing classes as far as everything when it comes to every aspect of the studio.
I mean, I'm interested in that, to be honest with you, like that kind of thing.
And again, I mean, we're trying to make sure we focus on the other end of the community and maybe offering what we would need, because like, okay, we know we needed these things and now we have it, so let's offer it to the community. This space will be, you know, for those to come behind us and have the tools they need to, you know, build their brand, their create their art, whatever they're doing, they should be able to come to the Collage, walk out five levels up.
That's awesome. All right, but I'm not just talking to Philip Davis right now. I'm talking to Phil Beach right now as well. I want to ask you a little bit. I mean, have you had a chance to test this stuff out?
Yes. So we had a soft open, and it was actually a memorable day because that was my first time. This is my first time recording in an actual studio.
For real? I would have never known that from listening to your recording.
This is my first time. Usually I'm shout out to A-Bands, my engineer. He has an amazing home setup, and I've been recording with him for the past, like, 2 years. And so he is the actual engineer we have here working with us, so it's about keeping that synergy.
Right. Must be nice for him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he was here, and we did my first, we put my first song down. And the funny part about that was the song that I recorded was a part two to the very first Phil Beach song I did when I started music. So it was kind of like a... Exactly. To record my, you know, official part two song and my first official studio being co-owner of. So that was an amazing moment for Phil Beach.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that because it's like, you know, you get a chance to feel out the vibe. I mean, it's one thing to look nice on the walls and everything is all set up, but it's another thing entirely to actually use it and see what happens.
Man, I'm so ready to experience more. I think that's even talking to, you know, Quails, I call him Q, just in case I start saying Q throughout. But talking to Zaquel, you know, that's all we talk about now. It's like we created it. The last 7 months have been like build the ship. Now the ship is built and it's time to sail, you know. And so I think everybody's anxious to get in here. I mean, besides us recording, getting other people in here, just introducing ourselves. So.
Zay, I want to ask you, because you've had your space before. You had the place at the mall, and you had everything that you could want all around you, and you've kind of recreated that, you know, updated it, recreated it here. But this is the first time that you're seeing your brother Phil get to do this. And, I mean, you can see the enthusiasm. But have you seen that? I mean, how has it been kind of watching him as an outside viewer kind of build his dream in a space like this? Because as somebody that's had that opportunity to do it for yourself artistically, what's it been like for you to see Phil kind of build this all together?
Oh, it's been amazing. Him along with Zaquel, this has really been kind of a dream of ours. Since before I had my studio at the mall, I actually had a blueprint of a building that had all of these aspects before I found my studio at the mall. So when we first
give me a timeline. Like what? Like a year? Like when do you think you were starting to really? I mean, when did this kind of first start germinating? Really?
It was like September, October of last year, and then we got in the building December of last year.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just been it's been that long. It's been that long. And so when we initially sat down with Will and they was telling me what they was envisioning, I still had my iPad sketch. I brought it into the meeting and they was like, this is it.
Well, what's the date stamp on that iPad sketch?
It had to be like 2019.
That's awesome.
Early 2019.
I love that. You know, it always is cool because, you know, as an artist myself, like I've gone back to projects. I finished back in 2015. I did a whole art show on something I conceived of in 1999.
Yeah.
And you never know when it's going to come back around. You got to stick with your dreams. You know, you got to keep on pushing. I love this, by the way, the Elite Music Group.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this like piece of artwork, basically, like the logo up here on the wall.
The logo.
Oh, you made this one?
Yeah.
Oh, see, look at that. I'm going to give myself a pat on the back for pointing that one out.
Synergy.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Well, this is a really cool space, and I can't wait to hear what people come up with. And, of course, you know, I mean, we got another Phil Beach record coming out here anytime soon. So Maybe we can, I don't know, maybe get a sneak preview we can play on the radio show. And if not, then I'll just delete this from the recording here.
to his progression and seeing him like grow from being just a poet and seeing
just
him.
The poet. I'm gonna stop you there because I loved his poetry.
his poetry is dope. And just seeing him just play around with freestyle ciphers or whatnot, and just over the years, just him putting it together and formulating the song, and then that song turning into an album, and then that album turning into performing, and I'm anxious to see what he's gonna do next. To be honest.
Well, speaking of, I want to move into the next room here because we got a photography area as well. And one of the things I love about what you're doing musically, Phil, is that you also have this really great look about you, the way you present yourself musically, like the Phil Beach persona, I might say. And, you know, when you're posting these things up on, I mean, first of all, I'm like, man, I'm like not that cool at all. But I see that stuff, and you've got a space in here, like you mentioned, that you can come in here. You said level five levels up. You can come in here and not only record music or tattoos, art, t-shirts, printing on stuff, but you've got this photography studio. So let's walk over out there. Let's take a look at this photography area and talk a little bit about the details of this. Gotcha. All right, so right now there's some plastic on the floor. Zay's been spending all day building the shed here, as we were talking about, that's sitting right here on the edge of the space. But paint a picture for us. Like, what are we looking at here? And I'll ask you, Phil, like, what are we looking at here? What's the idea behind all this area?
So right now we are in the photography studio event space section of the collage. And the white area, and for the listeners, there's literally half of the space is all white. The other half, including the floor on both ends, is all black. Mm-hmm. And so the area that is all white, we had some people even ask, like, what y'all building, a half pipe? But that is actually an infinity wall for photography. Right. And so, I mean, photography, videography, you'll be able to do that right here. We'll also be putting a automated backdrop roller right here, so you'll have the multicolored backdrops for photographers as well. Multiple lights will be over here as well. Our idea for the photography space is to make it even interactive. I used to co-own another photography space, and we had clients that wanted to throw fruit and, I mean, be more interactive with the content they were creating. So we're hoping to be able to deliver that in this area as well. And when this whole entire space isn't being used for photography, it will double as an event space, which people will get welcome to for Zay's Sunday supper.
Yeah, so Zay, let's talk about that, because I'm a little bit bummed out, because I was thinking I might want to submit something for the Sunday supper this time, but I got a little bit too late to the game. I don't have enough time to... And you were like, last call. And I was like, that post was from 2 days ago. So I missed out, but that's all right. Hopefully there'll be many more to come. What's it going to look like when you hold a Sunday supper, when you hold an event, an art event here, and you're hanging up other, because you're bringing other artists' work and you're showcasing other artists in the space and helping out the community, for which I want to also let our listeners know is that there, you don't really charge much of a fee. It's really more just like kind of a nominal fee, right, I should say, just to kind of get people in the door. What's the space going to look like when there is an event here?
For Sunday supper, to be honest with you, I don't even know. It's it's so many possibilities that I'm just thinking about, just from these movable walls, this garage door that can open up. We can do an indoor-outdoor event. I was thinking about having vendors outside in the parking area. We'll have food served out there from winging it. I was thinking about having live painters. I may do a live painting.
For sure, yeah.
The possibilities is endless, so you just have to come and see.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, I'm an idiot because I didn't even put together these are movable walls. There's huge movable walls like right here. I'm like, what are these things? Right. Duh, of course, that's why they're on casters. So huge movable walls here.
So I don't even know how I'm going to position them yet. It's just however it flows. Usually the week of, once I get all the art in, I kind of just sit with it and it just...
And this entry space, and I'll just kind of like paint a little bit of a picture for the listeners, is it feels a lot like a really cool industrial art space. There's a roll top door, huge roll top door, goes right out to the street. So if like you had an event, you can have that open, closed, whatever, depending on the weather and everything like that. It can be like an indoor outdoor space. And then there's this really huge open floor area where I imagine maybe Phil Beach is performing right here, art on the walls around. So yeah, like you said, you don't even know what it is, but it's really easy to conceive of what it could be when you kind of look at all this. We also have, as you mentioned, there's a print studio here for t-shirts, all kinds of different things, graphic design as well. You mentioned like kind of a full service kind of thing. And that is sort of the third portion of the space. Why don't we walk on over in there, take a look inside, and maybe you can kind of give us, even though we don't have the third member of your trifecta here right now, maybe you can kind of give us a little bit of insight into what we can expect over here. It's so funny, like each place takes on a different personality when you walk into it. So we just walked into a space, and there is a lot of stuff in here right now. There's shirts, there's presses, there's computers, there's bins, who knows what's in that stuff. Yeah, so tell me all about this, Phil. Tell me all about this.
Man, 3.T's by Will and Trish. They are a full-service print and merchandise company. Studio that they have here as well. So, I mean, you can come here and get, I mean, all your merch, but for any occasion. I mean, you need a website, photography, product photography, portrait photography, jersey, shirts.
Hats,
Scullies. I mean, you name it, they can print it.
They do direct-to-garment.
Yeah, direct-to-garment, heat press.
So was this here before y'all came? This spot at all? So this is all new in the last 6 months, too. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The walls.
I can't even believe it. This looks lived in. This looks like worked in, doesn't it? It has feel like as something has been going on here for quite some time.
Yeah, they definitely have been working since December.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had to keep the ship going, you know. Whereas 400 Studios, they're there in their first year of producing. They've been around for years, so.
Yeah, well, and you know, I found their page on Facebook. I don't know if they have Instagram, 400 Studio. I know I like that page on Facebook as well, so I know you guys are getting going with that. Elite Music Group is, you've been hyping them up for some time now, so yeah. I've been kind of noticing that a little bit here. But this is kind of cool. Like you mentioned, it is, you said the word, you've been saying the word synergy, but it does have that feel. Like it feels totally different than the other spaces, just like the music studio feels different than the other spaces, just like your tattoo studio and art studio feels different, but they all feel like they belong together.
Man, I could tell you. I mean, even I could speak to myself if I could. I mean, I'm going to speak as Phil Beach, you know, being able to come to Zay. Even though I had a session with Zay, that was last week. I mean, I consider myself an artist, so getting some art on myself, you know, in here.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's one piece. To be able to then record myself as Phil Beach in the studio. If I needed photography done, I can walk out of the studio. Merch, I can get my merch over here, go back to the photography studio space and walk out. And I can do all that under one roof. And if so, I have an album release party. Guess what I can have?
For sure, right?
So, I mean, one-stop shop. Literally, creative artist, entrepreneur, business owner, you can come here. You can record a commercial. Get your jobs, uniforms, you know, made here. Zay could, you know, create you some art for your office.
Commissions, I mean, I'll tell exactly, you, as somebody who has gotten Zay to commission a work before.
So, I mean, I think this space is, like you say, there's so much potential, and we're just excited to see where it goes. I mean, even how Zay was kind of saying, you know, he don't know how he's going to design the space out here. I feel like that's how we all kind of feel about the potential of this space. We don't know how it's going to take form or take shape, but we just keep moving forward and we know it's going to be something.
Right. Just bringing your expertise to the table and see how it all lays out.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about, this is something, you know, I mentioned before we started the recording, and just talking a little bit about perseverance, because, you know, I know it was a disappointment for you, Zay, when the stuff at the mall didn't work out, because that was such a cool space and it was really fun, and I got a chance to go over there a couple of times. You know, Zay mentioned, Phil, that you know you started in the realm of poetry and doing a lot of spoken word stuff and holding those kind of events, and you have pushed yourself. And I know how hard this can be as an adult and as a father to take up something new and really push yourself creatively and to do something that you really have a passion for and to find the time to do it. So I want to just kind of talk a little bit about, where does that drive come from? I mean, because I think that that's something that creative people really need in order to survive, not just in Savannah, really everywhere, but particularly in Savannah, because Savannah is more of an emerging creative market rather than one where there's this huge sort of base that will support it. You know, there isn't really that great musical support yet. There really isn't necessarily as much art support as we would like, although that is really coming along nicely. Talk a little bit about that, like that drive. Like, where do you think that comes from?
Man, I know for me, I guess it's a 3-tier system, honestly. I mean, my family, and I mean, I have a lot of family, but I don't have, I guess, much immediately. So it's like my mom, my daughter, all my life, and myself, all my immediate driving points. I'm doing this for these three people. That second tier would just be to be able to create. I think the idea of creating drives me to create so I can create, if that makes any kind of sense. I want to be able to create a certain way and at a certain level. And to do that, I have to create to get there.
Right.
That third tier is my friends, to be able to do this with Zay and create a space or just a community for those that might not be at me and Zay's, you know, level just yet, but they can, again, following our footsteps to get here. So, I mean, besides, yeah, those three, every day.
I love that. What's your mom and your daughter's name? I just want to kind of give them a little bit of love.
Haha, Verde Davis and Elena.
All right, so what do Verde and Elena think about what you're doing here? I mean, what do you, because you say you're kind of doing it for them, how has their response been to the progress that you've made that Zay talked about? Like, what has that experience been like for you? You got an 8-year-old. Mm-hmm. I mean, 8-year-old, our kids look at us like we're just beyond. What has it been like, you know, for her to see the emergence of, like, Phil Beach and making this space and all that?
I guess it's my first time kind of talking a little bit publicly, and it's going to go the opposite way. But when that time comes, I hope that she is proud of me, actually. And I can, that's probably as much as I can unfortunately speak to that, is that I hope when she is introduced to Philip Davis and Phil Beach that she is proud. On my mother's end, my mother is very proud, and she tells me every day. Even her using Facebook is like funny, and her commenting and using emojis. And they like drive me harder every day. She doesn't even know it. You know, even her saying, "Oh, you're a good son," that means a lot to me, because I take that like pridefully. Like I intentionally want to make sure I'm there for my mother, since our family isn't the biggest,
right,
I guess.
Right, right.
So, you know, her feeling that way, like, really, like, makes a difference for me. It means a lot. So,
you know, I have a small family too, and I understand that. You know, it's like there's only really a few people that are in your corner. Yeah. You know, and it means a lot when they believe in you, when they show that belief. So that's really powerful. I want to ask you, Zay, too, because, like I said, you know, you had this space, and it was kind of, I remember talking to you then. It was your dream. You know, you took a chance. You really, like, I mean, and I was, when that happened, I was like, man, I hope a whole bunch of people start going into the mall. Because I was like, what a cool way to revitalize a mall, to have, like, artists go in there, creative types go in there and start doing stuff, reimagining those spaces that had gone vacant. But unfortunately, with the mall, there's lots of problems because they don't have the investment that they had during their heyday to fix stuff, and you had leaks, and you had all these problems, I know. I mentioned before we started recording, it would have just been so easy for you to say, you know what, forget it, I'm going to go get a job at a tattoo studio, I'm going to look for a mural place, I'm just going to paint in my house. What made you decide, you know what, I want to go through all this crap one more time?
Well, for one, I've gotten way too comfortable in working for myself, so that... And so I always have that thought where it's like, if you slip or if you let this go, you're going to be, you know, working for somebody else, which I don't, which I found out for myself, I don't really like. I just like having that freedom to make my own schedule, to work at my own leisure, things of that nature. Two, just over the years, seeing the lack of venues for people like us to express ourselves and things of that nature, that drove me to also want to, you know, continue to have a space for people to do that. And then also on the family tip, my mom, she's been very supportive of me, and she's gotten to a point where she doesn't like her job, the job that she likes to do, and she's like, I'm ready to come to work with my son, you know. And to me, that means the world.
That's awesome,
you know,
man.
To make this a family-owned business.
I mean, is there really anything more, like, there's words you can say, but then there's, like, that kind of thing. That's so powerful.
Yeah, and it's funny, because even, like, my journey in becoming an artist or whatnot, she's always wanted me to be secure. So, like, going off to college, you know, her mindset was, like, get a good job, business, and something like that or whatnot. And it just didn't resonate with me like that. But even through my journey, she's always supported me. Even though she didn't know or understand everything that I was doing, now that she actually see where I'm at, she's like, you know, wow.
Like, wow, look at what you've made. Yeah, that's amazing. So, let me ask you, and I'll just kind of finish up with this question here. So you two have collaborated for forever. You've been doing, supporting each other's events and all that. But let me tell you, it's something different when you go into business with somebody. This is a different animal. It's a much bigger deal. What are you thinking so far? How's it working out? I mean, you guys are both here, so I guess that's a good sign. But how's it working out so far?
It's been pretty good. For me, I made the analogy of, like, living on your own, and then now you know, moving into, like, a roommate situation.
For sure.
You know, sometimes that can be problematic, but for the most part, it's been great. It's been all kosher.
Yeah, I think, I think with us already kind of working together, and I don't even think about us as, like, being separate at this point. And I think that's what makes it work like that. Because, I mean, we're very considerate of each other's ideas, thoughts. I mean, it's just as humans, period. And so I think that makes it better when we work together. I don't look at us as separate. So it's hard to say how.
Feels like a natural evolution.
Yeah, it feels like it's naturally what supposed to come next in me and Zay's journey as we continue. I don't know how to say. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, guys, I want to finish this up by kind of getting all your details here on the air. If people want to come by and stop in, see what's up. I mean, I know there's still some ambiguity there, but where are we? How can people do that? And then also on a personal level, how can people follow your specific work? And I'll start with you, Phil. Like, where are you on social media? How can people find Phil Beach? And where are we at?
You can find me on all social media at It's Phil Beach, ItsPhilBeach. We are at 48 Posey Street. And you can find 400 Studios as well. I just shout that out on Facebook and Instagram at 400 Studios, all spelled out, words, no letters.
Want to also say, head on over to Spotify if you want to listen to some Phil Beach, because I've listened to some Phil Beach right there. Unfortunately, I can't play all of your stuff on the radio, but some of the stuff I have played on the radio show. What about you, Zay?
You can find me on all social media platforms. Art by Zay World on Instagram. Art by Zay Studio. I have a business page on Facebook. And if you want to come to my personal page, that will be Zay Hutchins, ZayHutchins. I also have a website where you can go and visit, purchase art, order a commission, purchase merch, or book your tattoo appointment at artabzstudio.com.
And I will tell you, I am a satisfied customer of Zay's commission work, so I couldn't personally recommend it anymore. Guys, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air today. Philip Davis, Phil Beach, and Zay Hutchins. Thank you both. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
that's all the time we have for this week's episode of Art on the Air with your host, Rob Hessler. Listen every Wednesday for our live show, broadcasting from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on 107.5 FM Savannah Soundings and worldwide at WRUU.org. And you can catch past episodes on the WRUU station archives on our website, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. We'll talk to you next week, where we'll have another batch of Art on the Air.